Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt this program to bring you important news.
It's time to get the morning sports news on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back to the Kia Studios on this Wednesday as we now are 3 days out from the Falcons and a Saturday afternoon affair in Philadelphia. Eight teams remain standing in the National Football League. One of them will host the Vince Lombardi Trophy in Minneapolis in early February. Falcons among the eight, and the question becomes for us is, are the Falcons really, truly on a mission? A couple of notes about the Falcons first, and one of them is Matt Ryan did not practice yesterday, and I'm not wrong, Wendy and Hugh and everybody. First time, we saw 2009, the last time he missed a practice, I think. I believe so. I believe that's what I saw. If I'm wrong on that, please correct me. It was a personal matter. He's not injured. They didn't say why he missed it, but he did miss a practice yesterday. Julio held out. But Julio's held out. Hugh Douglas, he's held out all the time. I mean,
yeah, but this was a little different. And listen, I'm not reading too much into this, but if it's a personal business of his wife is pregnant. Right. Maybe he wanted to be at the appointment. You know, maybe it was something like that. I don't think it was nothing major, you know, but his wife is pregnant with twins. So maybe he wanted to be there for that third ultrasound or something. I don't know.
And according to D-Led, it would be, he believes it's the first practice that he's missed since the turf toe injury back in 2009.
Yeah, wifey pregnant. And so wifey probably said, listen, you need to bring your butt home. Yes, dear. And he went. And like, coach, I got to go. Wife calling. And you know, coach understands that. You know, personal time for the man. So, yeah, probably took a little time off to be with the wife for a minute.
Talk about some of the headlines that are making news this morning, brought to you by Shane Company. Blow her mind, not your budget, with an engagement ring from Shane Company. Shane Co. is your friend in the jewelry business. We said the Falcons getting ready for the Eagles, and the story's been about quarterbacks. A little bit of the focus on Matt Ryan yesterday. One of the things I thought that you said earlier, Hugh, that I really like, that I would like you to kind of reprise here, is you said you heard something in Matt Ryan's voice that kind of caught your ear. I think it's fair to say, in terms of the way he was talking this week.
I just think he's on a – I mean, there's no question he's on a mission, John. I just think that he's focused for this game because he knows what it means. I mean, obviously he knows what it means, because if you lose this one, you're going home. And you had – the road goes through Philadelphia for them. And not only that, John, they have to pack their stuff up next week if they get this game and go on the road again. You know, that's the thing. That's a mental grind. I mean, you're 3 weeks straight on the road. And every battle is tougher than the last battle you just had. So, yeah, that's going to be tough. And now you're dealing with the inclement weather. Somebody pointed out to me last night, oh, well, you know, the Falcons have dealt with this before and da-da-da-da. Dog, listen, I understand that I was a Philadelphia Eagle. I have acknowledged that on more than one occasion. Y'all ain't need to come at my neck because I haven't even made my pick yet. I'm just telling you what is going on from both angles and what I see from both angles. So, you know what? Falcons fans, Eagles fans, I need both of y'all to get out y'all feelings, because no matter what you say to me, it's not going to influence my decision. I'm going to pick whomever I pick when I decide to pick them.
Well,
back up, Daryl.
And the weather is continuing. The forecast is continuing to change. It is going to get colder throughout the day on Saturday. And now it's showing that at 5 o'clock on Saturday, it's going to be 42 degrees. By 8 o'clock, it'll be 34. So the game, it's going to get colder. Now, there's not much rain. The rain will be there Friday. But it's just continuing to get colder in the forecast.
I've been to Philadelphia, but I've never been to the Link. The way the stadium sits, is it one of those stadiums that the air funnels through it? Does it get windy?
John, you know what? All my years I was playing in Philadelphia, I never noticed which way the wind was blowing in from the stadium or nothing like that. I did not check the barometric pressure or anything of that nature. I had my mind focused on the task at hand.
And I've been there twice.
Well, but some stadiums are, though.
I'm going to put my finger there. The wind is blowing from the west.
But no, that's
going to pass
though.
Rush from the west. I'm going to put some sleeves on. No, John.
Well, there is a 13-mile-an-hour wind on Saturday. But to Hugh's point, I've been there twice. I was there the game where in 2012, literally we had to rush to get out because Hurricane Sandy was coming. Remember that
yeah, storm? Yeah, superstorm, right?
Yeah, that came in as we were leaving. And if I remember right, it was pretty windy in there that day. Last year, I don't really remember a wind, but that doesn't. But I think there is a little bit of wind in there, John. I'm not sure how much or how it swirls.
It'll probably change by Saturday. The forecast is going to change 9,000.
Only thing I ever worried about when it was weather was when it was raining, because that meant the quarterback wasn't going to throw as much. That's the only thing I cared about. Damn it, it's raining. They're not going to throw the ball. I just wanted you to throw the ball, please. That's all I cared about.
And to Wendy's point, the problem with the weather changing is it's not getting warmer. There is a cold front coming in. As you will know, here in Atlanta, it's going to be cold in Atlanta on Friday with rain and a possible wintry mix.
Is the cold front moving from, like, the northwest or, you know, southeast?
It's coming from the west, Wendy. Like,
John,
weather.
You got to get them off you, man.
Man, all right. Anyway, the story's been about the quarterbacks. Of course, a little bit about Matt Ryan and not being at practice yesterday. And certainly in Philadelphia, they're feeling some kind of way about, as you would expect. I mean, you lose the guy in Carson Wentz, who, when he went down with the ACL in the game against the Rams, the season he was having was MVP caliber. Matter of fact, I think it would have almost been a lock. He had 33 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. It was Wentzylvania, and you trade Wentzylvania for Philadelphia. And Philadelphia ain't the same at quarterback, because you got Nick Foles coming in, and in these three games, they've gone 2-1. Foles has thrown for 5 touchdowns, a couple of interceptions, but only 56% completions. But it was so bad in their last game against Dallas after a quarter, they yank him out and they go to the third teamer, the rookie out of Indiana, Nate Sudfeld, and played him the final three quarters. And so they're a little worried about this.
You know what? I was talking to Bo about this. You know, as sometimes Bo can't be the voice of reason. And we looked at that game where we didn't get a chance to see it. So I don't know if they pulled him because he was playing bad or they were trying to rest him, because Jay Ajayi didn't play. And then when you look at it, John, they really didn't. They didn't need that game. I mean, they were already locked in at the number one seed. That's not an excuse. I didn't watch the game. But when you look at his numbers, he was, what, 4-for-11? That's not a great start. But they put Sudfeld in, and he played the majority of the game. So I don't know if that's because he was struggling, or did they just say, hey, you know what, we're going to pull him, and that's what we're going to do. I don't know.
Well, they rested numerous starters from what I had read, because I didn't watch the game either. I was down at the Mercedes-Benz. We were getting ready for the Panthers game. But they did rest starters from what I hear, which makes sense, because you've already got one major injury. You don't want more, so you're trying to keep some of your guys healthy, which, you know, the Rams did that too, because they knew that they were locked in to either one or two spots, and they were getting a home playoff game no matter what, and the next game would be on the road. So teams do that, and they were one of the teams that did it.
Well, the subject of Nick Foles has certainly been front and center across the nation in terms of the fact that the Falcons are the first 6th seed ever to be favored to win a playoff game in the history of the NFL by Las Vegas. And in the locker room yesterday, Ricardo Allen talking about Nick Foles and the offense of Philadelphia now.
You know, they haven't changed any of the offense. That's one thing that a lot of people was worrying about. Would they change the offense with the two different quarterbacks? Well, they haven't. And the thing is, he understands the offense just as good as, you know, he's always been a gun quarterback. You know, and they do a lot of gun passing and gun runs and stuff like that, so it fits right into what he does.
Grady Jarrett also speaking about the issue of Nick Foles with the Eagles.
I mean, he's a quarterback who's had success in this league, and you can't take that lightly at all. So, I mean, he's definitely capable to get the job done, so we got to give him the respect that he's earned, and we got to go out there and try to get after him.
If the Eagles are planning to ground and pound here, head coach Dan Quinn talking yesterday about the fact that the Eagles do have at their disposal an experienced and talented offensive line.
This is one of the very best lines, you know, that we have faced up to this point. And their ability to run it, not just with one runner, but with a different, you know, style of runners that they use and feature in different ways. When you watch them, they make you defend everything. It's not a one-dimensional team. They have real balance in what they do and how they do it, much like we do in terms of that balance. And that's what makes defending a team like them difficult, because they have the ability to attack you in different ways.
Well, with Blunt and Ajayi, they have a kind of thing like the Falcons do with it's a little bit of a change-up with Freeman and Coleman. I mean, they have that different punch. Now, Ajayi had 130 yards against you earlier in the year when he played for the Dolphins, and now he's been averaging nearly 6 yards a carry in Philadelphia.
Yeah, he's been running behind a pretty good offensive line for the Philadelphia Eagles. Man, and then they got that 1-2 punch with him and LeGarrette Blount. when Carson Wentz was in the game, they were just a totally different offense. And it just looks like a little bit like they're sputtering a little bit with Nick Foles back there. But they got to try to figure something out because, hey, Carson Wentz is not coming through that door. And when he is, he's going to have a cast on his leg. He's not going to be able to go. So they got to figure it out.
Falcons and Eagles, 4:35. Our coverage begins at noon Saturday with the Wade Ford Show all the way through to kickoff with Wes, Dave, and John at 4:35 in Philadelphia. Some of the headlines this morning with John and Hugh include the Atlanta Hawks playing tonight. We have coverage of the Hawks and the Denver Nuggets beginning at 8:30 this evening with the pregame show with Mike Conley. The tip is at 9 from Denver as the Hawks try to salvage something out of a five-game road trip. They are 0-4 on the road trip. They are now 10-30, and tonight represents the exact midpoint of the regular season for the Atlanta Hawks. And we know they're not making the playoffs, so this is halfway through their year. They're 10-30. They're 3-19 on the road. The numbers are not good. And how bad can it get for the Atlanta Hawks? Hugh, how about this? Malcolm Delaney, John Collins, Torian Prince, Miles Plumlee. They get stuck in an elevator in Los Angeles as they were going to see the owner summon them. Tony Ressler says, "I want to see you guys." The owner summons them, and Collins, Delaney, Prince, and Plumlee get stuck in an elevator for 15 minutes. Yeah, they're probably standing in there going, yeah, this kind of makes sense. Figure it out. 15 minutes. I have never been stuck in an elevator, knock on wood, and not for 15 minutes.
I have in this building.
You've been stuck on an elevator before? I don't know.
In this building.
I think I'm a little bit claustrophobic. I've never been stuck in one. I don't want to find out. I really don't. Especially if it's like high up, I don't seem like that would be a good feeling.
Yeah, so it's just kind of the way it goes. Hawks again, 9 o'clock tip tonight on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Steve Holman, voice of the Hawks from Denver, as the Hawks take on the Paul Millsap and the Denver Nuggets. This hour's code word. You can send it. You can spend the night with Dave Matthews the night before in Minneapolis.
Gonna spend the night with him. That didn't sound. Wait a minute.
Right.
Let him finish the read.
Like, no, it didn't sound right. Like John's time with Celine Dion.
Yeah. No, hey, it's like when
that
he
wasn't
first
bad.
Said, spend
I wasn't,
the night.
I wasn't,
spend the night with him.
I wasn't opposed to Celine. Never mind.
let him read it.
Just, yeah.
You started this.
I didn't. You didn't think that when he said you can spend the night with Dave Matthews. You didn't think that.
I knew that he had to continue the read.
Oh, because you know what's going
you
on before it happens.
You can spend the night, like, hang out with during the night.
No, I was still on that $400 steak
dinner.
Of course
you were. Bro. My bad. Okay, John, I'm back. You got it.
The code word for this hour is touchdown. Touchdown.
That's what I'm talking about. After $400 meal. I'm looking for a touchdown.
On TV that you're
going to
be watching.
And a field goal.
Kicking it, right?
Listen.
I give up on today.
The innuendos. I ain't said
you are part of the madness, Winnie.
It's the innuendo.
I had 8 hours of sleep last night. Today was winning, and then now it's done. I'm
that's
done.
What I'm talking about. Now we're on the same page, Winnie, because if you go out for a $400 meal, uh-huh. I expect to be winning at the end of the night. Touchdown. Field goal.
All right, so you're going
to say breakfast.
Back to this.
So
let's get through this so that I don't mess this up any more than
please.
I already have. Touchdown, you text touchdown to 72881. Okay, 72881. Text touchdown for a chance to win. Message and data rates may apply. Rules or to enter online, you visit entercomcontest.com. This is to send you to Minneapolis and the night before concert with Dave Matthews. One randomly selected nationwide entrant will win a trip to Minneapolis for the night before with Dave Matthews again. Touchdown to 72881.
I think I'm starting to make Whitney hate men. We're not all like this, but most of us are.
I know you're not. I know most guys.
But most of us are. No, it's not.
Man.
Listen, it's not like we expect anything, but it's just like, come on now. If you're eating on the expensive side of the menu, a handshake. Come on.
I'm not gonna go on a date and pick the most expensive thing on the menu just because it's the most expensive thing.
Some women do that. They do. They will eat like they have never been anywhere. You're good. That's great.
I'm different.
That is great. Just pull up Tennessee with a syllabus.
Tell her you $400 go a long way.
$400
buy
a lot of money.
But then why are you taking her there if you don't want
well,
to
you,
spend that
well,
kind of money?
Sometimes
I'm perfectly fine. I told Daryl, like the 2 for $20. Let's go.
You know what we mess up at though, Wendy, is when we say, hey, where do you want to eat? Instead of just steering it in the right direction.
Yeah, I'm terrible at making decisions like that, though.
You hear the song.
Right. You steer it in the right direction. You don't say, let her say, hey, I want to go to Kevin Rathbun and have filet mignon.
Going by yourself.
And all that sweet whining and dining. Oh, oh.
A Georgia quarterback is transferring. And we know the names of the four voters who voted for UCF in the AP poll, voted them number one. We have them. We'll tell you who did and why they did it. I'm back at the Kia Studios on the morning show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Can't believe college football is over. I guess the next really big date that we're going to have is the quote-unquote National Signing Day, which normally would be in about 3 weeks, but there'll be a signing day in 3 weeks. How much of a national signing day it is, since, 70-75% of the top 300 players in the nation already signed. Who's to say? But teams will be filling out their classes, and then we have this the long slog. 7.5 months until college football begins again.
We'll have stuff to do. Because I'm pretty sure me and Wendy at some point will be talking about dating and, you know, dating do's and don'ts. Because I'm here to tell you, like, Wendy gave me a look like, boy, you guys are animals. And, you know, for the most part, if you understand that about men, basically
just
that's about right.
Just makes the dating game different, that's all.
Yeah, it's a little different.
It's a little different.
We told you that off rip, though.
Yeah, but she didn't believe us.
No, she didn't.
And now it's reality.
You know, I can't really join in that conversation. You have to understand it.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. You got to learn, though, John. You got a young daughter, man.
With a great life, nice wife.
Well, that's true. I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. So we're hearing words all over the place. And sometimes where there's smoke, there's fire. And all the Seattle media reporting Jacob Eason's going to officially transfer to the University of Washington and become a Husky. He was a high school star at Lake Stevens High School, which is suburban Seattle. He's from there. And of course, and so not a surprise, and we wish him the best. Hugh, I hope he has success. It would be interesting, wouldn't it, if because, look, UW's got a great program. Nothing to say that in Jacob Eason's, you know, he's going to have 2 years left at Washington. There's nothing to say that in those two seasons you might not see a Georgia-Washington playoff game.
You might, but, I mean, the writing was on the wall for him, the way that Jake Fromm played this year, and I think he's looking at it like, number one, he wants to play, you know, like any young man would in that situation. And number two, I think he's trying to get to that next level. And in order to get to that next level, you're not going to be able to do that playing behind somebody. So he's doing what he feels is best for him in his situation.
And so Jacob Eason headed back home to Washington, and we'll wish him the best out there with the Huskies. And I'm sure Georgia fans are going to be following, you know, his progress as a player too.
Yeah, I know his mother's happy that he's back home. Mom always happy when you come back home. Come on home, baby. Mom cook for you. You be at home and just reset and then figure out the rest of your career.
And doesn't Locker have one more year?
Browning,
yeah. I don't know why I called him Jake Locker. Yeah, Jake Browning. He has one more year, right?
I believe so, yes.
So you sit behind a guy who knows the system. You can learn behind him because you got to sit out a year.
Mm-hmm.
And then, boom, you roll in as a fourth-year junior, and you're ready to go. Mm-hmm. You start 2 years there, and you go to the NFL and make some money.
No, I think it's a wise move. I mean, the only thing I wonder is if he wouldn't be better off having gone to Washington State. Now you have to understand the lay of the land. If you want to go home to Seattle, Washington State's in the Palouse. It's in over by Idaho. It's a long way from Seattle. It's 350 miles from Seattle. But Mike Leach's system might serve him, though.
350 miles, that ain't that bad. Ain't that bad.
Yeah, but, you know, Leach has already been rumored going places. You know, Chris Peterson's not going anywhere.
True.
Probably grew up a UW fan.
I'm sure he did. Yeah.
It's right outside the city. That's kind of, we know that he likes to, or he was rumored to like to get it in when he was in Athens, you know, and get in his party and stuff. So that's I think it's a better fit.
Of course, there are a couple other things, too, in college football as we kind of wrap up and put a bow on the season. We mentioned yesterday that there were four voters in the Associated Press of the 61 who decided to vote Central Florida as the national champion over Alabama. We now know the names of those four voters, and we know some of the motivation for voting Central Florida as the number one team in the nation. Right, here they are. Here are the four. One is Safeed Dean of the Orlando Sentinel.
Shocker.
Well, Safeed Dean said, Hugh, I got zero pressure. I just had some friendly emails stating UCF's case to me over the last couple of weeks. Yeah. No pressure. Orlando Sentinel. Yeah, no pressure. Sam McEwen of the Omaha World Herald. Well, let's see. Why would Sam McEwen of the Omaha World Herald vote for Central Florida number one? Who does Omaha cover?
Pick me.
Yeah. That's just a blatant Scott Frost.
Yes.
Yeah.
Their new head coach.
Ryan Aber of the Oklahoman. That's the big newspaper in Oklahoma City. Are we a little bitter over, Oklahoma not being the national champion? Ryan Aber of the Oklahoman said, I picked Central Florida because UCF beat Auburn, Auburn beat Georgia, and Auburn beat Alabama, and UCF didn't lose a game. Therefore.
It's the worst logic in the world. I would love to see, I would love to see his college football rankings because Oklahoma lost a game, and I wonder where he would have put UCF in his college football playoff rankings at the time, since it's based on who beats whom. Or if it counts on losses or not.
So I guess
then his logic is flawed.
So I guess since we found these people, I guess the only logical thing to do is now find their address and put flaming poo on their on their front doorstep.
I'm sure they all have Twitters.
Or throw poo at their door. That's what you do.
But I have to give it up for one of the four.
That means you have to pick it up.
His name is Ed Daigneau. So you understand the motivation of a guy in Orlando. I guess you understand the motivation of a guy in Omaha because of the Frost thing. Maybe the motivation of a guy in Oklahoma City is bitter about the Sooners or something. Then I got to get, but the guy in Oklahoma says, well, because they beat this guy, because they beat that guy. One guy who voted for, they asked this, the final one of the four is a guy in Connecticut, in Waterbury, Connecticut. His name is Ed Daigneau.
That's, I know where Waterbury is. That's by ESPN. It's like down the street.
And so Ed Daigneau, they called him up and they said, hey, you're one of the four that did. And Ed Daigneau says, I have my reasons. And they said, well, this Ryan Aber at Oklahoma said that UCF beat Auburn, Auburn beat Georgia and Alabama. Therefore, so Daigneau's answer was, well, hell, if one guy's putting it out there, I guess I can. I voted for them for the same reason. Okay, there you go. Because therefore, so there you go. There's your voters in the Associated Press poll. Are you glad now that we don't use voters anymore?
So nobody voted for them because they were undefeated and they went through their schedule and they think that, hey, being undefeated as a college football team matters anymore. They just did it because they beat one team who beat another team who also beat this other team. But by the way, the one of those teams came back and beat that said team.
Oh, and by the way, they didn't go 14-0 because they dodged Georgia Tech. They could have moved that game to Atlanta. Georgia Tech offered, and UCF said no. That was during that hurricane.
Yeah, but I'm not going to say they dodged them. I think they could have tried to reschedule, but it's unfair to say dodge was as bad as the hurricane was potentially going
to
be.
One other college note, the College Football Playoff Committee has now apologized to fans. My understanding was there were fans, and I saw some tweets, Hugh, that said they were in line as early as 5:30 and barely made the 8 o'clock kickoff to get into the stadium.
Because of the Secret Service? Was that because of the Secret Service?
I think that was a part of it, yes. I don't know if it was entirely
it. Was because of it. Because the Secret Service took over security, and the security that the stadium and the playoff had approved wasn't what was being done. It was the Secret Service. But overall, I think the game was, from everything I've heard, was a huge success here, the way the city held it. And you could probably see us get another one probably in a few years. I know that they have some dates already scheduled out, but I think it's safe to say that the college football playoff title game will be back in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. It was star-studded. It was definitely star-studded. I saw some of the pictures from the event, and there was a lot of old Bulldogs that were there. Terrell Davis was there. Like you said the other day, Terrell Owens was there. There's a lot of people there. It was packed. Charles Barkley was in the building, too. He was in the building, so yeah. Nice little event. So, yeah, definitely going to have it again.
This hour brought to you by Renner's Warehouse as we roll through. And again, college football, 7.5 months. You'll have spring ball, of course. But the opening day of college football, if you're going to start – see, I'm already jonesing for college football, and it just ended, is not till September the 1st.
We got time. And then you can make your lofty expectations all these 7 months.
That'll happen.
Yeah, National Signing Day Part 2 is only
3 weeks.
Yeah, 3 weeks away. So, Yeah, a little bit.
That's kind of a letdown day, though, because, you know, come on. When we return, we venture into that area of the show known as Hughes World.
Yes. Well, I'm going to talk about counterfeit things, and it's not what you think, but it's kind of a big deal now. All of that on the other side of Sports Radio 92.9.
Again, that I played football 10 years in the NFL. So when I start talking like I'm talking, it's because I'm still in football mode. So back up off.
I don't understand it, bro.
No, but I'm saying that's what I'm saying. You know, you gotta stay focused, man. That's all I'm saying.
Only from the mind of Hugh Douglas.
Stay focused. You know, when I read this story this morning, me and Darryl were talking, and it just kind of blew my mind because I did not know that this had become such a big deal. Now, what I'm talking about is the counterfeit Jordans. And the story that I'm talking about is the government seizes $54,000 worth of counterfeit Jordans. They say the U.S. government scored a big win in the fight against fake sneakers this holiday season, intercepting several parcels of counterfeit Air Jordans at Washington Dulles Airport, December, according to brief from the U.S. Customs and Border Protection. Basically, there was a place coming from China where they were making these shoes, and the theft was like in intellectual property and trade of substandard and are often dangerous goods from the from China. And they're the Jordans. And as a matter of fact, these are the red Jordans that everybody was trying to get over the holiday.
And the black ones.
So my question is this, real quick. How can you tell the fake Jordans from the regular Jordans?
It's where you shop first and foremost. Sometimes if you look at the Jordan on the red one, he's kind of leaning. He's not right. You got to know that. You actually have to know the shoe. The shoe is actually a lot lighter. I remember a young lady bought me a pair of fake Jordans before. And I was like, something's not right. And I went to a store and I looked at the two. They're definitely different. That's hence the price.
But you would have to know that, Darryl.
You would have to know that. You have to know the shoe.
That is bananas. And I just couldn't imagine in this day and age that like counterfeit shoes was like a big thing. Because growing up, you would wear any pair of shoes that was basically given to you. But now that they have these counterfeit shoes, I just thought that was kind of fascinating. Especially now since my son is a little bit of a sneakerhead. So that's pretty interesting.
You got to do your research now when you buy those shoes.
It's ridiculous. I don't understand. Shop. I don't understand. But, you know, I almost forgot. I have to thank Wendy for reminding me. You know, it's a championship.
I'll take a steak dinner at Rathbun's.
You know, there's consequences and repercussions for that steak dinner, Wendy. I'm just saying.
No,
you're tripping.
Have no problem with that.
Okay, let's keep it rolling. What
but
we got?
But anyway, I forgot it's championship Monday. Well, technically it's Wednesday. And we usually play John Michael's song on after the Falcons win. So, Darryl, are you ready? Let's cue that thing up.
All right, man.
Hey, it's a Falcons Victory Tuesday. We're going to try to take your mind off what happened last night. I promise you. We're on the Philly. Atlanta Falcons know how to party. Atlanta Falcons know how to party. In the city. East Point, in the city of the good old Swats, in the city of Midtown, we keep it rocking, we keep it rocking. Now let's win a playoff game in the wild, wild west. We win out there like we are in our nest. The run game hits your defense right in the chest. Bring Snoop and Tone Loke, though your field was a mess. We from the Georgia Peach State where the bomb birds be. A state where we have things to cheer for plenty. The game be on a mission for that super dream. We got D-Free serving your D like fiends. The game on the scene, 5 years dropping sports tunes. Who in Sanu was throwing juke moves? Now the defense fire, top 10, we stop. You got you on the ground like Keanu had to pop you. It's all good from the deck to zone, Trey. Atlanta is a bomb, we took over L.A. Throw up the A if you feel the same way. John puts it down cause we going all the way. Falcons know how to party. Atlanta Falcons know how to party. In the city of East Point. In the city of the good old Swats. In the city of Smyrna. We keep it rocking. We keep it rocking. Oh, yeah. On to Philadelphia. Hey, LA, thanks for the weather.
And thanks for the flu as well. That's why your ass are out of the playoffs. Bye-bye.
Well, well, well. John Michaels.
It was really good. The lyrics were good.
Oh, were they?
Like,
he called Midtown a city, for God's sakes. It's not a city.
It's a song. Now you're being nitpicky, Bo.
I'm being nitpicky because it's garbage.
I don't know how I feel about this song.
But the actual rhyme part of it was really good.
No, you know what? Kind of listen, I always applaud John Michaels for his job that he does. But he was a little pitchy. He's a little pitchy today.
I mean, but he's not a singer.
But the rap part was good.
He was one of his better raps.
See?
So John's been sick since Saturday. He's been throwing up and other things. And he clearly threw up for about 2 minutes right there in that song. Because that song is just a pile of puke.
I know he was sick. I know he was sick when he did that song. So I commend him for that. I mean, you know, like you said, you can't hate on him too much because he does do the song. Oh, yeah, and I just got this from one of my frat brothers. They said that in Atlanta alone, they had over 500K in counterfeit Nikes, Jordans, Timberlands, and Gucci. And this is the one that's the kicker. They also had counterfeit condoms that came through this holiday season.
It's where you shop.
Dude. Why though? Well, how do you know counterfeit condoms, though? What?
It's where you shop. But, and I mean, I'm being nice without saying the places.
But that's what I'm saying. As a guy, how do you say, hey, no, wait, these condoms, they're counterfeit.
I'm sure they sell them at the same place that they're selling the counterfeit Jordans and the counterfeit video games.
That's how babies get made.
No. I don't want to say the place. I would never say the places.
No, I'm just saying, I don't understand. Who is counterfeit condoms?
And the counterfeit MCM bags and the counterfeit Gucci wallets.
Man Crush Monday bags?
Yeah. I've been seeing a lot of, I would never say the places because
gas stations where I've seen them sell Jordans at the gas station. Now, you know, if you buy your Jordans from the gas station, that's not a good
amongst other places. You know where to buy Jordans if you want to go get some real Jordans.
Go to the gas station and buy
No,
a pair
I
of
have. I, they I have been.
John, he's not lying. He's telling the truth.
That you can go in.
Let me get 25 on pump 3 and a pair of those Jordans.
And them J's over there for $65. Come on, dog. And them condoms, too.
No, they're not. They're not behind the counter. They're like on the side, and they're in like the little cages type thing.
Dog, you if you're getting $65 Jordans, you know what's up. The Jordans, come on, bro.
I mean, but sometimes you got to do what you got to do to wear Jordans.
And I understand. Yeah, I understand that. I'm not knocking
that. But fake condoms,
I'm saying as a grown person.
But fake condoms?
Do they call them Trajans instead of Trojans?
Trajans. They call them
Get a six-pack of Trajans.
Trajan
Can
Langdon's.
I get a pack of those parents? Because that's what you're going to be using, those fake condoms. All right, we just lost Wendy. Let's
I'm just letting y'all have your own conversation.
Okay, now we can have it.
The song was great.
Good yeah, the song
Michael.
Was
yeah.
good.
Great job, John.
Fake condoms, though.
I want to hear John sing about after the Philadelphia game, after the next game, and after the game after that. Just keep singing, John.
What's from Philly? Hall and Oates, Boys to Men. The Philadelphia International Sound. Both he got a lot of stuff.
MFSB.
Maybe you'll do some Will Smith.
That's nice, John.
Hey, right? Yeah, it's old school, right?
Yeah, it was.
So we continue on. Well, I mean, was it American Bandstand Philadelphia?
I think it was.
I think American Bandstand
I have to look
was.
It up.
Yep. The Falcons talking out what the team is saying about the change, dramatic change of Marquand Manuel as defensive coordinator. We have that next on The Morning Show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores!
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.